אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Shalom Australia. Israel is celebrating the festival of Pesach. On the first night, Seder night, which fell on Wednesday, traditionally a night of large gatherings of family and friends, Israelis were in lockdown, restricted to their homes, with only those who live in the residence at the table. For a number of Israelis, this was their first ever Seder alone. The government imposed emergency regulations over the entire country beginning on Tuesday afternoon. In response to the restrictions, Sedarim were organized on both television and radio, some before the festival began and for the non-religious community during the Seder time itself. Many families took advantage of Zoom. The Seder is popular even among those less concerned about halachic requirements, the strict application of Jewish law, so for them Zoom was a very popular option. A number of Sephardi rabbis approved the use of the technology to allow families guided by their rulings to celebrate together, even while physically separated. There was a nationwide call for families to go onto their balconies at 8:30 p.m. on the Seder night and to sing Manishtana, the song traditionally sung by the youngest children at the Seder, aloud with the neighbourhood. Tens of thousands responded to the call and the song resonated around the country. In some places, other traditional songs were added to the communal singing. In Be'er Sheva, dozens of families moved their individual tables to front gardens or pavements outside their homes and conducted the entire Seder with the neighbours. Christians in Israel also marked Easter Friday in isolation. The Via Dolorosa, usually crowded with pilgrims, was almost empty, with a few individuals and couples walking the holy path alone. A video was released showing that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu shared his festive meal with son Avner, prompting outrage that top officials were flouting their own rules while millions of ordinary Israelis were making sacrifices. There has been no apology for the appearance of the breach, although two different versions of the event have been released. The first was that the film was made before the Seder night itself, which would infer that Netanyahu had broken the self-imposed isolation after one of his advisers with whom he had had contact was diagnosed with the virus. The second explanation is that Avner is living within the prime ministerial compound. However, he does have another address, which he shares with his girlfriend. President Reuven Rivlin on Friday apologised to the Israeli people after it was reported that he celebrated the Passover Seder with one of his daughters. The president wrote, "I have read the harsh reaction to the fact that my daughter accompanied me during the holiday and I understand most of them." He explained that since his wife Nechama passed away last year, his children frequently assist with personal and professional matters when his office is not staffed over weekends and holidays. He added, "I understand that if one is unfamiliar with the schedule as president, it is difficult to understand and I'm sorry for that." His daughter has been tested and shown to be negative for the coronavirus. 10,525 people have been confirmed infected with the COVID-19 coronavirus in Israel. As of yesterday afternoon, Israel's death toll from the coronavirus was 96. Most of the casualties have been in the older age group, 30% of them from residents of senior residences, with 13 victims coming from the Mishan residential facility in Be'er Sheva. Israel's youngest fatality from the disease so far was a 37-year-old who died on Tuesday at Rabin Medical Center in Petah Tikva. Officials said he had suffered from multiple complex pre-existing ailments and that he had been hospitalized for about a week. Medical personnel treated an ill 29-year-old COVID-19 patient at a Suta Medical Center in Ashdod yesterday with a plasma donation. Magen David Adom Emergency Services and the Health Ministry obtained a plasma sample with the coronavirus antibody from a Jerusalem woman who has recovered from the infection. Prime Minister Netanyahu last night said there would be no further flights permitted into Israel after it became clear that 70 passengers who had arrived during the day from New York had not gone into quarantine immediately as required by the emergency regulations. Neither the police nor the army have the authority to enforce the quarantine order. Tel Aviv District Police have handed out 500 fines for violations of coronavirus regulations, including bans on gatherings in homes or going more than 100 metres from home except for approved purposes. As of today, it is illegal to leave home without wearing a face mask, although some are already in circulation and a further 500,000 will be distributed by the government. Television advertisements are demonstrating how to create a homemade version that is effective. The Health Ministry began conducting 1,500 random coronavirus tests for residents of Bnei Barak on Friday. There are concerns that figures in Bnei Barak could be higher than the 1,594 cases of infection reported by the ministry on Thursday. While the mayor of Ramat Gan was harshly criticised for constructing a barrier between his city and the neighbouring Bnei Barak, which was put into full lockdown due to the high number of coronavirus cases Friday a week ago, other cities have attempted to protect themselves in a similar manner. The Arab-Israeli communities of Dabaria and Jizal Zaka and the Jewish-majority town of Kfar Hasidim have all closed roads connecting them to neighbouring communities. Prior to the Pesach festival, there was a national shortage of eggs, a staple during Pesach. A cargo ship carrying a bulk consignment of eggs from Spain arrived in Ashdod last Sunday morning and another on Tuesday, helping alleviate the nationwide shortage. The government sent a fleet of trucks to help unload the eggs. It also sponsored an airlift of eggs. Although Israel is usually self-sufficient in eggs, for Pesach it does import. This year, the coronavirus had a double impact. Many Israelis who usually use the holiday to travel overseas stayed home, increasing the demand for both matzah and eggs. And some of the countries from which emergency supplies come were themselves affected by coronavirus and unable to deal with export requests. Grocery stores found themselves without any eggs at all, and others limited purchases to individual customers. Kahol Levan leader Benny Gantz has officially requested an extension from the president to his mandate to form a government. Gantz is trying to create a national unity government with Likud after breaking with his former coalition partners. His mandate is due to expire early this week. Negotiations resumed last night. Many clauses in the coalition agreement were thrown open once again just before Pesach, with senior Likud members objecting to two areas where agreement had ostensibly been reached, one with regards to the annexation of the Jordan Valley and the other regarding the committee to appoint judges to the High Court. Both are very sensitive issues for Likud. This is Peter Jones Pelach, wishing SBS listeners Moedim Lesimcha, a happy holiday and Chag Sameach for the rest of Pesach, and reporting from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.